CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kuequitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome again. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I'm your host for tonight, DJ Coco. As usual, I am not joined by DJ Star because she has still been studying abroad in Germany, but she's coming back in 2 weeks, so I'm so excited for us to catch up and get some good topics on the radio together and not me just stressing making these conversations by myself, but I'm getting more used to it. I am getting more used to it. It's growing on me right as she comes back. Today, I am using a topic and using actually two topics that I was supposed to use for last episode, but I've been dealing with some health issues, so I wasn't able to come into radio. So I'm going to be using it for this week. Hopefully that's okay with you. I don't know why I'm asking for your permission, but I think it'll be okay, and I'm excited to talk about them. So I wanted to start off with some music, like usual. I have a bit of a split today in my music, so I'm kind of going for some indie chill for the beginning, first half. And the second half, I got some really dance, blood-pumping music, so we'll see if I get to that point. It's all kind of on my mood today, so I'll figure it out later on. So I'm going to start off with this song that I kind of more picked because I really liked the band name when I saw it on our CJSF playlist. So this one is called Ephemera. Wow. As long as I've been doing radio, still can't pronounce stuff. Ephemera by the artist Great Grandpa. It was because more for the artist name, because I feel like if I had a band name, I'd like to be called Great Grandpa or an artist name. So this is from the album Patience Moonbeam, which also really, really like the album name as well. So
he said, enjoy. I'll give it to you.
Tell me, tell you, Woman in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. That last song you just heard was called Minnie Says by Luna Lee, and also featuring TG.BLK, TG Black. And this was a recently released single. Really, really love this song. Been listening to it a lot the past couple of weeks, so thoroughly enjoyed that one. As well, just want to reiterate, this is Slumber Party, and you are tuned in for an hour of just chat, some chat, and some pretty good music, if I do say so myself. But speaking of chatting, I wanted to do some of my mini topics for this week. So this one's more of a little history, dive into history for this first part. But since I said before at the beginning that last week I couldn't come in and do the radio show live because I've had some health issues, so I had all my script prepped and I was so ready to do it all, and then that happened. So I'm going to use the same script and have it for this week, so time lag. There's a little bit of a time lag here. So I'm also going to add some background music in, because I've been really liking doing this little background music thing. So we're going to listen to some Studio Ghibli. So from August 25th to August 27th, this was the Fort Langley Jazz Festival. And this was, I don't even know where are we in the calendar anymore. This was about 2 weeks ago. This essentially was 2 full days of free jazz featuring local and youth performers in Fort Langley. I also love Fort Langley. And I heard this actually at when I was volunteering with the radio station here at the Vancouver Folk Festival. And one guy came up to me and he was holding this poster for the jazz festival for Fort Langley. And he's like, hey, like, can I put this poster up in your guys' booth? And he was one of the board of directors for this festival. And the poster itself was beautiful, so instantly got me. And it looked really fun to go to. There was not just jazz, but there was like arts tent. There was cultural zone and etc., which I'll get into. But anyways, heard it from some guy at the folk festival, and I'm like, let's do it. So I went to the jazz festival, and perfect day as well. It was so sunny, and I got to listen to like Latin jazz, college jazz, indigenous folk jazz. So there's a bunch of different kinds. And I also got to just explore the town itself, because as I said, I really like Fort Langley, and I've only been once before when I went with my best friend to the tea room. I forgot the name of it, but there's only one tea room there. So if you search it up, you'll probably find it. And it was awesome experience. And the town, it is just so quaint. I'd say vintage, antique, and very historical rooted feel into it. So my favorites particularly are Wendell's, which is that coffee shop / bookstore merge on the corner, and as well the Village Antiques Mall. So it's that massive place in the back, if you've gone before, where they have everything, every knickknack possible. It looks like my grandpa's basement, filled with a bunch of different kinds of trinkets that you won't need, but so cool. Very cool. So I did a little bit of a dive into Fort Langley itself, because I was wondering how this place was so historical. And so I found that Fort Langley was one of the Hudson's Bay Company, and it was their fur trading post with indigenous peoples that was built in 1827, pretty long time ago. And also, it's very unfortunate that Hudson's Bay, also known as the Bay now, has gone bankrupt, since it is Canada's oldest company. But anyways, that's another story for another day. And so Fort Langley was the town that traded with the indigenous peoples for which they specifically did the trades of wool blankets for the indigenous made beaver pelts. And so the Canadians would trade over, they'd give them, usually it was 4 pelts, 4 beaver pelts, you'd give 1 wool blanket and get 4 beaver pelts. But since there was so much trading going on, there was also the threat of Americans around the same time too. So they would not only just trade indigenous people and the Canadians, but the Americans would come up and trade, and they were suddenly doing 2 beaver pelts for 1 blanket. And so the indigenous people started going to trade to them. And so this panicked the Canadian traders, of course, because all your merchandise is going to your competitors. And so this was scaring the BC, I guess, people who resided in BC at this moment, because also at the same time, it was around the 18, around mid-1800s, like 1850s, there was a gold mining rush that was found in the Fraser River, which Fort Langley is located on the banks of the Fraser River. And so even more Americans, so not only are they trading with the indigenous peoples and taking over our trades, they were also swarming Fort Langley and setting up camp to mine for gold. And so the British government is what I was trying to say before, is that the British government who's set up here in what is now known as British Columbia, they were getting really nervous about the Americans coming up and taking our trades and taking our lands, and there could also be a chance of getting taken over and taking the lands and just taking all of our resources. And so the British government proclaimed the colony of British Columbia in 1862. So that was some very interesting history I didn't know before. And not only is there very rich history with the indigenous peoples and trading and gold mining around the Fraser River, but there's also a lot of heritage in the railways here. So there is a specific spot that is a historical land site, or landmark now, called the Fort Langley Heritage Canadian National Railway Station. So I saw this one. I was walking about and went into the station, which is now not functioning anymore, but it's run by volunteers, so everyone can come in and see the history of it, and it's very well maintained. So I got to see the inside of a 1947 railway passenger car, just very cool. And the station itself was built in 1915, and it was built specifically for the Canadian Northern Railway. So I actually did not also know this as well. So there were a bunch of separate little railways across Canada that were all kind of scattered around, and they weren't merged into one, and they were all owned by separate businesses and peoples. And they weren't doing too well because no one was traveling, especially between the time of the First World War, which was 1914 to 1918, and everyone was going bankrupt. And so all these railways were struggling. And so what happened in 1918 is that the government consolidated all these bankrupt railways into this one massive massive merged system. And so this is now called the Canadian National Railway. And so the railway at Fort Langley, or the station at Fort Langley, was part of the Canadian National Railway. And so this one was run and started in 1918 along with the others, and by station agent Richard Simpson. And so he solely-handedly sold the train tickets, he handled the freight, which is the goods, he dealt with telegrams, and he worked 60 hours a week, and I believe he made $45 a month. So that would be pretty good by nowadays, but it doesn't sound like too much then, but what I'm trying to say is that was a decent amount of money at the time. And so more about the stations. So the station was functioning for a long time, and the trains were running up until the 1970s. And so the train became an inactive train stop for trains that are not on the railway, so they became non-functioning, and so they'd put them at the Fort Langley station site. And then after the 1970s, between the 1970s and 1980s, it wasn't even an inactive train stop, it was just discontinued. And so around the 1980s, this was the time where it was taken over by the Fort Langley Heritage Society, and they solely-handedly care for the station and the rail passenger cars, and tend to guests and talk about the station, and it's all volunteer run and very beautiful, very beautifully kept. And I'm very inspired by how passionate some of these people are and their time in volunteering for this. Another little fun fact I didn't know, and you may not know about these railway stations, is that there were a lot of gardening competitions that went around at these stations. So during the time of the railways, which the main goal of these of the CNR was to move people and get them to move out to BC or get them use the railway and move out to different places in Canada and just spread out our population. And so most people didn't really want to go because the ride wasn't very nice looking, to say. What they did is that they started putting flowers and gardening around the railway station so people would be able to look at something when they'd go down these railways. And it actually worked. So station agent Richard Simpson, who was the station agent for Langley, he not only sold train tickets, but him and his wife, Mary Simpson, maintained the gardens around it, and they competed in annual garden competitions, which took part across the other CNR stations. That sounds amazing to me. I wish I could compete in gardening competitions like that and managing a station. So props to them. And the end. That's the finale of the experience that I read about and what I remembered most, which was the gardening, but the importance of our railways and the fact that it was just a bunch of scattered around railways all converged into one big railway. And that's the end of the Fort Langley trip. Hopefully you learned something there. I had a lot of fun researching that. I kind of fell into a rabbit hole. And I left out a couple details too about my research, because I think it would have just kept spiraling down and down and down. So I'm going to head back to the music for today again before I go into my second topic later on. So I'm trying to decide if I want to blast into electronic music right now or go back to my chill music. We're going to do some chill music, actually. So this next one you'll be hearing is a single that was released sometime this year. Don't ask me because I don't know when. Oh, nope, 2 months ago. Actually, yeah, do ask me because I should be knowing this. This was released about 2 months ago by the artist called Elio, and it's called Adderall. So take a listen. Ooh, I've got two songs going on. Boy, you got me played. Just put my record on even when I stayed. How is it what you Sorry about that. You had an influence I couldn't get to, and that was the reason I left. And now you got me in your head. Put that shit to rest. Hands I go. It's coming as they come, I'll get another one. Impossible for me to focus on myself.
Bye. because I think, I mean, that's the main thing, as long as you're doing it.
No, because, like, I just, like, can't, I'm not going to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't respect my feelings.
There's pros and cons to everything.
Mm-hmm. I feel different lately, but you're such a liar, baby. I used to fear a lonely night, so I dreamed of having you, and I decided that my insides couldn't bear to nurture you. Took a lens up to my life, ran my fingers on the jagged edges, imperfections once neglected, my defections, 'cause I